Zakti Mishnah, New Perek, Peites Manaf on tap. Whatever is more common, more frequent than its friend, takes precedence. Now, when we talk about taking precedence, we mean in a few different angles. Number one, in terms of which one you offer first, right? But that's going to be the focus of the Mishnah. If I have a choice to offer both Karbanos, the one that's more common goes first. And that's to do with any mitzvahs. A choice of two mitzvahs, what's more common goes first. But there's a second ketimus as well. What if I only have enough money to buy one carbon? I need to buy two Karbanos. I only have enough money to buy. Which one do I buy first? Kalatad, they would say, again, that takes precedence as well. Kalatad de Mechaberi, Kalatad de Mechaberi, it goes first, it's offered first. Hatamidim Kadam Musaf, therefore, the Tamid that comes every day actually comes morning and afternoon, it takes precedence over the Musaf. Musaf is only on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tiv, right? So the Tamid goes before the Musaf. Musaf Shabbos, Kadam Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Further, Shabbos, which takes place every week, it's Musafim. The Musaf of Shabbos takes precedence over the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, which is only monthly. The Musaf Rosh Chodesh takes precedence over the Musaf Rosh Hashanah. How do we know all this? Shenemar, there's a famous pasuk by the laning on Pesach. Mavad el sabayker, asher la'elah satamid, tasu es elah. It says, Mavad, besides la'elah sabayker, besides la'elah sabayker that was already done, what's la'elah sabayker? The tamid that was already done. Besides for the El Tamid that was already done, do these Musafim, you see the Tamid is coming first, already was done, that's the Mashmash the Pasuk, before you're doing the Musafim. Menon, Menolan. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that which is more frequent, that which is more Tadr, comes first? Ask the Gemara, what do you mean, how do you know? Kedamrit Menolan, Kedamrit Tamid, you said in the Mishnah a reason. Mavad al Sabayk, you just ended off with the Pasuk saying, Mavad al Sabayk, which is Mashmash that the Tamid was already done? The Mar says, this is what we mean. You're right. That pasuk clearly delineates that the Tamid goes before a Musaf, and maybe that's true because the Tamid is ultra Tadir. It's Tamid. It's every single day. It's Tadir every single day. Maybe that goes before the Musaf, which is not every day. But between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, right? The fact that Shabbos is more common than Rosh Chodesh, none of them are daily. Maybe over there you don't say Tadiris. Amar v'loy damar krok ha'ela. Tasu layim shivas yamim. This is the famous ka'ela that we say, right? We lay it on Pesach, ka'ela. So the ka'ela, tasu layim shivas yamim, the drasha of ka'ela tells me that just like this precedence from ayla to the tamid, the ayla tamid to the musaf, this precedence also with regard to all the musafim, all the different days. So the Gemara, ayla ka'ela. The musafim also have these standards of precedence based on frequency. What do you mean? You need that pasuk to tell me that all 7 days you have to bring all these karbanos on Pesach. Not. How can you say the keela is telling me the gavadin of kol tadir? Telling me the general din of what musafim brought through on Pesach. Imkain nichtav eila. The pasuk could have finished off, could have started off. I should say, mavada el sabaykesh la satamit tasu as eila, eila tasu liyim, not koila. The Kaila is actually drasha. So tomorrow, Iksev Achu, Iksev Eila, Tasliyam Shivas Yamim, Havmin Eila Shivas Yamim in Midechuni Lai. If we would say Eila Tasliyam Shivas Yamim, I would have thought that Eila Tasliyam means these Karbanos, the way we just described it, that's what you should do. That's what you should do on. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what you should do over the course of 7 days. Not all these Karbanos every day of the 7 days. These Karbanos should be brought once. These Karbanos should be brought over 7 days. Gemara answers, I wouldn't say that. I want to make that mistake. Why? Because it says, Eila Tasu Layayim. The word Layayim is telling me that it's daily. Layayim Ksif. So I wouldn't make a mistake that's over 7 days. I would understand these Karbanos are brought daily, every day. Says the Gemara still, Vakati, and therefore I have the Kalas extra. Ask the Gemara, no. Vakati Ema, I would say, Eila Layayim, Avashayim, Eila Danakama. I still, without the word Kaila, without the chaf of Kaila, I would still say the Eilayim, the Kabbalahs you described, are brought that first day again. Going back on that first day, you bring all the Kabbalahs that were described. And the rest of the days, you bring something, but I'm not sure what. So therefore, not extra yet. How do we know that the din of frequency applies to all different Kabbalahs, even the various Misafim, of course, all the days? Amakra, Tasu, she calls Sias Shavas. The word Tasu tells me that it all should be, the Asiyah should be the same, just like the Tamid takes precedence over the Musaf, so too through all the Karbanos when you have multiple Musafim, even when you get to Shabbos, the Musaf of Shabbos takes precedence over the Musaf of Yom. That's source number one. Abayam is source number two, Megufa Dekra. I know it from the Gufa of the Pasuk itself. Imkain, Lehmekam, Mavad al-Zabayker, the Sishtek. The second Pasuk could have said, Sorry, the first pasuk could have said Mavat Oilas HaBaker Asher LaOilas HaTamid. It could have left out the word Asher LaOilas HaTamid. Mavat Oilas HaBaker Tasu HaSeila. What's Asher LaOilas HaTamid? Mavat Oilas HaBaker, which was Oilas HaTamid. It's like repeating to you what that Oilas HaBaker was. That was the Oilas HaTamid. We know that already. Imkein Leimer Korban HaSeila V'Sishtek Asher LaOilas HaTamid Lamali LaMeimar HaChtadir Tiktem. It's like an extra drash to tell me this din of Tadir, it works across the board, not just Tamid. It's funny, it's like it made an Inyan. We're stressing it by Tamid, but it works all over. It made an Inyan for Tamid because I already know it. It's telling me all over that Tadir B'Shein Tadir, that which is Tadir, comes first. Now, a few points outside the Gemara. First of all, this idea of Kol Tadir was saying doesn't just apply to Karbanas, it applies to all mitzvahs. The Shagazai is a Shaila. If during Svira, one is eating, and he has to bench, and he also has to make bracha of Svir Zaymer. Right? This happens often, especially make early Shabbos, Friday night, the middle of the meal. Right? It comes, the middle of the meal, comes time, Zman, that's after Shkia or Tzeis, whatever it is, and you want to make Svir Zaymer, but you also, towards the end of your meal, do you bench first, or do you say Svir Zaymer first?
Same thing as with Shema, because that happens all the time. Because it's Zman.
We'll get there. So they discuss it, yes. So the Shagazari says that benching, particularly on Shabbos, is a chiyuv, because it's a chiyuv to wash. Multiple meals, Friday night, Shabbos day. So you're talking about benching on Shabbos should be 104 times a year. Svir is 49 times a year. And therefore, the benching should take precedence over the svir. However, he points out, that's only on Shabbos. During the week, even if a person is ruggled to wash and bench, he doesn't have to, there's no obligation. And since there's no obligation, even if he does it, that's not called tadir. Tadir is when there's a chiyuv. When there's an option, it's not called tadir. That's when there's a chiyuv. And he brings a raya from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah, when it talks about a chatas going before an ashem, it speaks about a chatas going before an ashem in the next Mishnah because it's more lofty, right? More zrikas on the mizbeach. The Mishnah could have said, it goes first, I'm sorry, chatas before a shlamim, for a shlamim. Because it's more kachikachim, it's more lofty. The Mishnah could have said, it's because it's more common, perhaps. The Mishnah could have said it's because it's a chiyuv as opposed to a voluntary korban. The Mishnah does not make that distinction, and therefore here too he says let that not be the deciding factor. And therefore he says during the week you could choose benching or Sfiras Ayomer. You could choose during the week. Shabbos you have to bench first. The Mishnah Halachas wants to say that even during the week the benching should take precedence. Sorry. Which is Dreisa? Very good. So he wants to do the week, it should take precedence. Why? Because he wants to say that the benching is for sure a complete mitzvah, whereas Svira's part, really the Svira, the mitzvah Svira is 49 days. Svira is part of a full mitzvah. You're not doing the full mitzvah every night you count. You're part of one larger mitzvah, but it's not doing the whole mitzvah. Therefore, it goes first. Back to Mel's point, therefore that would be the same logic to say why Kriya Shema should also go before Omer. Right, because Shri Yishma is a mitzvah in its entirety, whereas Sfira is only part of a greater mitzvah. That is how they paskin. But there's actually a whole kivag about that. If you have benching, Kri Yishma, and Sfira Sa'imer, all three, you end up going in a circle, what goes first? Okay. Now, Taisvis points out a very basic question. There's a halacha, I don't know if we've had it yet, but it's a general halacha in Kachem. The first avodah you do of the day is supposed to be you do dashan, but the first carbon of the day is the Tamid, Shashachar. And it's based on a pasuk, Ha'ila, Ha'ila B'Shein, it goes first. So he asks Taisvis, what in Yidrasha of Kala Tadir, right? To stop saying whatever is Tadir, that Tamidim go first, because it's more Tadir. Forget about Tadir, it's a Drasha. The Tamid has to be the first carbon every day. Forget about Tadiris. What in a separate Limud of Kala Tadir, I have a separate pasuk of Ha'ila. So Taisvis gives a few answers. One answer Taisvis gives is, there's other carbonists that are also daily, like Chavitim. And the din of Ha'ilah Rishayna tells me that the Ha'ilah's Tamid goes before the other Karbanas that are daily. That's why that halach is for. That's why it's Teretz, the bottom Teretz. But Teretz's first Teretz is that there's two different components to every Karban. There's the Zrika, the Kapara, and then there's the Akhtara. I would have thought that the din of, how do I know that the din of doing the Ha'ilah first means doing the Ha'ilah first for Zrika purposes, maybe it just means for Akhtara purposes, or vice versa. Maybe I only know to do for Zrika, for Akhtara, not for Zrika. Therefore, I need both dinim to tell me that A, the Zrika goes first, and B, the Akhtara goes first, both the din of Tadiris and the din of Akhtara. And we'll see, actually, coming up in this next Mishnah, that the Mishnah does split up in certain aspects, Akhtara and Zrika. Let's see. Kama kudish mechaveri, kaidim eschaveri. Whatever is more lofty, more holy, which plays itself out more and more dinim. So that's going to take precedence as well. The Gemara is going to discuss what happens if I have one item is more tadir than the other item, and the other item is more makudish, even though it's less tadir. What goes first? Okay. Dam chatas kedem dam ayla. The dam of chatas goes before the dam of ayla. Why? Neishimaratza, because the chatas is mechaper. Even though ayla affords a kapara for a bit lase, it's not the same level of kapara. Chatas is as a kapara. Therefore, the dam goes first. Notice, we're focused on dam. Rashi is talking about a case where you have two korbanos already shechted, ayla and chatas, in front of me. They're already shechted, and I have the dam in front of me. The dam of the chatas goes first. However, evar ayla kedem evar chatas. When it comes to akhtara, the varm of the ayla go first because the ayla gets fully burnt. It's considered more of a davar amukter mimeishu kalishim because it gets fully burnt. So clearly, here's the case: we're splitting up the zrika and the akhtara. The zrika of the chatas takes precedence over the ayla, but the akhtara of the ayla takes precedence over the chatas. Now, this is lechayer the way Rashi explains. Just says two words. We're talking about we have to dam the cases. This is because it's already shechted. What if the two animals were in front of me live, my chatas and my ayla? We're saying once it's shechted, dam chatas goes first and evar ayla goes first. But what if they weren't shechted yet? So there's a shal in the girsa in the Mishnah. The sheet actually has the girsa at the end of the Mishnah. The chatas goes before Eila. But we know in general, the chatas was saying, does go before Eila, at least for sure for Zrika. So the first you speak out, what you would do is, you would for sure do the chatas in its entirety first, and then do the Eila. The only reason why we're splitting up Dam and Emurim is because they already was shechted. I have both in front of me. Therefore, we're splitting up, you do this component of this one first, and that component of that one first. But if I have the carbonus still alive in front of me, for sure, I would do chatas first in its entirety, and then ayla. Okay. Chatas goes before Hashem, Neshe, Damanit, Adal, Kornis, because the chatas is on all four corners of the Mizbeach, whereas Hashem is only on two. Two, which is four. Hashem gets the Taida of Al-Nazir. Hashem takes precedence before the Taida and the Al-Nazir. Why? Meshu Kachim Kachim. Hashem is Kachim Kachim, and the Taida and Al-Nazir are both Kachim Kalim. Taida and Al-Nazir, Kachim Lashamim. The Taida and Al-Nazir, they take precedence over the Shamim, even though all three of them are Kachim Kalim. Why? Because the Taida and the Al-Nazir are only eaten for one day, whereas the Shamim is eaten for 2 days. That's a Chumrah, it's only eaten for one day. Utun Lechem. And the Taida and the Al-Nazir both need breads. Taida needs four types of breads. Al-Nazir needs two types of breads, but they both need breads, whereas the Shamim doesn't need bread at all. Shlamim, Hashem kaidin b'char. Shlam goes before the b'char. But may shein tunim bat dalad, because the shlamim needs dam on four sides. Doesn't need four applications, right? Not like chatas. It needs dam on two corners, two which is four sides, as opposed to b'char, which only needs dam on one side. And furthermore, the shlamim needs smicha nesachim tufas chas v'sheik. It needs smicha. It needs the nesachim, the libations, and the waving of the chas v'sheik, the breast and the thigh. Habachar chachar kredin lemaiser. Bechar is like mice. They both only need one zrika, but bechar takes precedence. Why? Meshiv kedusha shasam erechem nechkanim. The bechar, the kedusha is from birth, and it's eaten only by kanim. Whereas the mice, the kedusha is not from birth, and mice is eaten even by yisraelim. Hamaiser kredin leifus. Mice goes before leifus. Why is that? Meshiv zevach, because mice is a carbon. It's a zevach of an animal as opposed to a bird. Reish by kedush kedushim dame ve'mur. A very interesting line. Meiser has in it kedush kedushim dame ve'mur. If we consider, even though it's kachim, mice is clearly kachim kalim. It's not even on the higher. It's not even on the same level as shlamim within kachim kalim. But meiser has in it the dam and the emurim, which go exclusively to the zveach, are like kachim kachim within the kachim kalim within the meiser as opposed to the birds. Haifus kedem menachas. Haifus take precedence over mincha, over flower kabanas. Shehem mine damim, because there's still blood there. Minchas chayta kedem within minchas alone. The mincha v'chayta is kedem minchas nedava, goes before minchas nedava. Minchas chayta is fully burnt up. Meishu ba'al chayt. The mishnah actually is different than what I just said. Not because it's fully eaten up, burnt up, rather because it's ba'al chayt and therefore it takes precedence. Chatas oif kedem is la'ilas oif. Chatas oif goes for ilas oif. Why is that? It's based on a pasuk. We'll see the gemara. V'chayim hekdesh. So it's when it comes to hekdesh, when a person is setting aside two birds, he should designate the chatas first before he's mekadesh the ilas. When a carbon takes precedence over the other, we're saying not only does it take precedence in terms of offering it, we're saying now the way you're makdesh, you should makdesh this one prior to that one if it takes precedence. Zakti tapa feitas on base. Menani mili, how do we know that the chatas goes for what? Sure, Gemara says it. Yeah, the Mar says, you're absolutely right. The Mar says, first bring the atonement and then bring the gift. It was more like a gift, correct. Menonimili, the Tanar Abanan, Uparsheni Ben Bakatikil Chatas. Right, but the Mar over here, Benji, is bringing a pasuk, right? I want to say the Mer said that's around Dav Zayin. I think it was on Dav Zayin. The Mer said your Svara. Menani Mili Tanabanan Uparsheni. Could be even the first one asked the question. Actually, now that you're reminding me. Now I'm seeing now on Tosfos. I'm pretty sure Tosfos somebody asked the question. Why the Gemara earlier brings this verse you said, and why over here we're going based? Yeah, Menani Mili Tanabanan. Uparsheni ben Bakar tikel chatas. It says Parsheni ben Bakar, you should take for chatas. This is talking about when they were inaugurating the Levium. When they inaugurated the Levium, they brought two parim, one for an elu, one for chatas. So it says Parsheni ben Bakar tikel chatas. Imba la made change that nayim. If it's coming to tell you they're taking two bulls, Harik Farnam already said you're taking two bulls. Vaseh esach chatas, esach chayla. Black and white, do one for chatas, one for elu. That's clearly two. So why is it saying take the parsheni as a chatas? Because I would say sheichatas kedemes l'chol ma'is ha'ila. I would think chatas takes precedence, not just l'gabe zrika, also l'gabe haktara. Tam leimer parsheni b'makar tikel chatas. Therefore, it's parsheni b'makar tikel chatas that the chatas goes second. Calling it parsheni tells me chatas goes second. E parsheni if it's second, maybe not just l'gabe haktara, maybe even l'gabe zrika. Yachol te'elik kedemes l'chatas kol ma'aseh. Maybe the elik takes precedence fully, both. Not just Akhtarah that Eil goes first. Maybe Eil goes first for Zvika as well. Tamalemer, Yasas Echad Chatas, Echad Eila. Therefore, the Pasuk says, do Yasas Echad Chatas, that's putting the Chatas clearly first, Vesechad Eila. So I have one Pasuk demonstrating the Chatas is first. One Pasuk demonstrating as Parsheni, Chatas is second. How Kate said how to reconcile. Dam Chatas, Kedemas Dam Eila, Mesh Maratza, Evar Eila, Vachule. Dam Chatas goes first over Dam Eila because it's Mechaper, whereas they very Eila go before they, on the Mizbeach, on Akhtarah, before Evar Chatas, because it is cooler. The Mar is bothered. Granted, you tell me the Zrika of Chatas goes first, but why does the Zrika of all, why are there all four Zrikas of the Chatas go first? Why can't you just do one Zrika of the Chatas? We know one Zrika, you Mekayim, Dika Karbin's Kasher. The rest are the mitzvah, are not Ma'akiv. And then, so the Eilah should go after the one Zrika. The rest of the Zrika is only the first one should take precedence, not the remaining three, which are not Ma'akiv. Amravina. We're talking about the Chatas Levim Askinan. Let's think for a second. The Chatas we spoke of before, for the inauguration of Levim, it wasn't a real Chatas. It wasn't a Chatas for a Kapara Bechlal. Since it was a Chatas for Kapara Bechlal, it's like an Eilah. Even though this Chatas of the Levim is like an Eilah, it's not even a Kapara Bechlal, the Torah still said let it go first and gave it Dine Chatas. So once the Torah said let it go first, not only does the first Zrika go first, which is required for the Kashrus of the Karban, all the Zrikas go first because we see we're not really, the precedence is not based on the 100% of the Kapara, it's the Torah saying that the Chatas should go first regardless. So once you start, it's actually, that's Mar's next answer. I don't want to say once you start. But once we're saying that the Chatas takes precedence, even though it's not a Chatas, we're going to say it's the whole Chatas takes precedence. Marav Amri, Halva Hiskel Matanas Geimer. Once you start the Kurban, you finish. And that's similar to what we were saying before. If the animals are alive, and the Chatas goes first before the Ayla, you don't just do the Dam. Over there, you do the Dam and the Akhtarah. Right? It's only when they're both Shechtin in front of me, then Dam Chatas first, Evar Ayla before Evar Chatas. But if they're both alive, I do the Chatas in its entirety, like this type of Svara. You start, you finish. Okay. Ibailu. Dam chatas vevar ila. So you've told me dam chatas goes before dam ila. A very ila goes before a very chatas. What if I have dam chatas to do and I have a very ila? Which one goes first? Does dam chatas go first? Because it's kapari. Ayla has the maila that it's totally kalal. So maybe that should go first. Tashema. Dam chatas kem dam ayla. We said in the Mishnah, dam chatas goes before dam ayla, make a diak. Dam chatas goes before la dam ayla udekadim, only for dam ayla. Levar ayla kadim, but dam chatas does not go before evar ayla. You have a nice diak in the Mishnah that dam chatas does not go before the evar ayla. So like the Mar Adarabba, nice diak from the Resha, but Masef, you can make the opposite diak. Evar ayla kadim, levar emur chatas. The evar of ayla go before the emurim chatas. I should be more specific. It's called a varm of ayla as opposed to a very chatas, a mur chatas, because chatas only parts, only the emurim go on the zbeach. By the ayla, the entirety goes on the zbeach. That's what's referred to as a very ayla. Fine. Make a diak. Le mur chatas the kaitam. The very ayla only go before a murim of a chatas. Le dam chatas like kaitam. But for the dam chatas, it doesn't go first. So, from the Reish, you have a diak that the Eilas, the Evarim of the Eilah go before Dam Chatas. From the Seif, you have a diak that the Dam Chatas goes before the Evar Eilah. Therefore, says the Gemara, obviously you can't have conflicting diukim in the Mishnah, right? Contradicting diukim. El Melek the Mashmanei. Therefore, you can't make any diak, any riot from here at all. Frek the Gilian Ashas, bomb question. Why can't you make a diak? Maybe the diak is that you can do whichever one you want first. Gilian Ashas, side of the Gemara. The dig from the ratio is that the dam of chatas was before dam ayla, but not before evar ayla. The dig of the safe is evar ayla is before evar emur chatas, but not before dam chatas. So if I don't know if my dig comes to saying neither are first, That is, don't say, I have no deek at all. Have a deek. You know what my deek is? That whichever one you want, you could choose. He leaves it as a kasha. Bomb question. Okay. Ibailu, next shayla. Tam baila v'murichatas, the secondary parts of each. Tam baila is secondary to tam chatas, and emurichatas is secondary to evar ayla. What if I have the tam baila, the secondary, with the emurichatas? Which one goes first? Ezim kaidim, tam, the Gemara is going to have almost an identical shakartaya. Tam ayla kaidim, the kasim b'chaya kalal. Does the tam of ayla come first because it's part of a carb that's kalal? Ayla emurichatas kaidim, the kasim b'chaya b'chaper, or does the emurim go first of the chatas because it comes from b'chaper? Tashima, tam chatas kaidim, tam ayla. It says tam chatas goes before tam ayla. Tam chatas to come tam ayla. Av emurichatas lay. Make a deek that only the dam of the chatas goes before the dam of ayla. But not the emurim of the chatas. So from that deek, it would sound like the dam ayla goes first. However, adarabah, from the seifa, you can make opposite deek. Evar, meseifa, evar ayla kaidim emurichatas. The evarim of ayla go before emurichatas. Evar ayla to come emurichatas. The evarim of ayla go before the emurim of chatas. Aval dam lay, but the dam of ayla not. Again, from here, you cannot make a diak. You can't make a diak. And again, presumably, the Ganesh asked the question would be the same question. Yibaylu. Dam Ayla v'dam Hashem. If you have Dam Ayla and Dam Hashem, remember, we spoke about Dam Chatas goes before Dam Ayla. And Dam Chatas goes before Dam Hashem. But we didn't speak out between Dam Ayla and Dam Hashem. Ezim Kaidim. Dam Ayla comes to Kaasim Kaya Kalul. Does the Dam Ayla go first because it comes from a carbon that gets fully devoured? Ayidim Dam Hashem Kaidim. Why? The Mechaper. Just like Chatas came before Ayla because it's Mechaper, maybe Hashem also, it's not the same level of Chatas, but maybe also it's Mechaper, and therefore goes before the Ayla. Tashema. Dam Chatas comes to Dam Ayla. Make a deal. Chatas goes before Ayla. Ava Dam Hashem Lai. Dam Hashem doesn't go before Ayla. Explains the Mefarshim because if Dam Hashem did go before Dam Ayla, then the Mishnah should have said, Dam Hashem goes before Dam Ayla because it's Mechaper, and certainly Chatas would go before Ayla because it's all the Kabbarah of Hashem, it's more, even more Chashem. So like the Mara Bedinu, so it must be a Diyak is, Ayla goes before Hashem. Says the Mara, no Diyak. Bedinu di Bayla Mesli, Dam Hashem, you're right. We could have said Dam Hashem goes before Dam Ayla in the Mishnah. We should have. However, I did Bayla Mesli safe because the safe one to say, a very Ayla kadim le Mur Chatas. The safe one to stress that the Varm of Ayla take precedence over a Mur Chatas. And if we'd be talking in terms of Hashem, we'd have to say, a very Ayla go before the Amurim of a Hashem. I would have thought the Evar V'Ayla only take precedence over the Emurim of a Hashem, had you been speaking in terms of an Hashem, not Chatas, and therefore the Mishnah chose to work with Chatas. Now, I'm not sure, I'm just thinking out loud right now, why the Mishnah couldn't say, Dam Chatas, Dam Hashem, Kaidmin, Dam Ayla, Emuri Ayla, Kaidmin, Le, Evar V'Ayla, Kaidmin, Le, Emuri Chatas. And then I get both. Switch. Say Hashem in the Reisha, Chatas in the Seif, I'm not sure. Okay, Tashema. Chatas Kaidim L'Hashem. A Chatas goes before an Hashem. The moment's being a riot to our Shaila, again, the precedence of Hashem or Eila. Chatas Kaidim L'Hashem, make a diak for the Mishnah. Chatas to the Kaidim L'Hashem. It's the Chatas that goes before the Hashem. Ava Eila Lai. Eila doesn't go before the Hashem. Now, my Lav, Legabe, what are we saying? Chatas goes before the Hashem as opposed to Eila. Presumably, he's talking about Dam. Lav Emurim. No, we're talking about Emurim. Dekanami Diktani, Misha Dama Nitain. Shmamina, since it's, what does it say? It says that Chatas goes before an Hashem, and our diak was a Chatas goes before Hashem as opposed to an Eilanat, and we're assuming we're talking about the Dam. Says the Gemara, we're not talking about Dam, why? We're talking about Emurim because the Lashon of the Mishnah itself says, Mipnesha Damanitin. If it says Mesha Damanitin, that means the topic of discussion until now was not Dama. The topic of discussion was Emurim. The Emurim of a Chatas goes before the Emurim of Ayla because the Dam is Nitin, because its Bava is given. If we're talking about the Dam itself, it would have said Mesha Nitin. What's Mesha Dam Nitin? That means we're talking about the Emurim, not the Dam. Less lines. Chatas Kademes, Adaraba, Ashim Kadam. We say in the Mishnah, Chatas goes before an Ashim. I say the Ashim goes first. There's a minimum price, fixed price for an Ashim. Having more zrikas on those mezbeach, namely with the chatas as, is adif, that is considered more of a svara. Ashu kadim taida, ashu goes for taida. Why? Because the asham is kachakashim, taida is kachakalam. Adarabah, taida veil nazar, kadim shkendu lechem. The taida and nazar both need breads. Maybe they should go first. Afiloch kachakashim adifa. The fact that asham is kachakashim is adif. Taida veil nazar. Okay.